going down. Yo, yo, yo. Once again, thanks for checking in with the 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my co-host Drew Garrison for episode 4. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about free agency in the NFL, who got the best team right now on paper, who's going to win the Super Bowl predictions, probably. Also, we're going to touch on the draft and touch on the Brittany Griner situation a little bit. So, let's jump right into it, man.
There's plenty of free agency talk,
right? I mean, where do you want to start? Do you want to save the best for the last, or do you want to just jump right into it and let's talk about this Deshaun Watson? I think we just got to go right in and get on.
Yeah, let's go with the biggest news, man. It's Watson, and actually, man, like Cleveland was out of it. I got a bunch of Browns fans, buddies. You know, we do another show here on Believe Battle of Ohio. My buddy's a big Browns fan, and they were like about to jump off a cliff, man. They're like, we pissed off Baker. We didn't get Deshaun. They were like going through it. And then Schefter with that tweet, man, I think Jimmy Haslam handed Deshaun Watson like a briefcase full of cash off the books.
Nah, I don't think he handed no cash off the books. I think at the end of the day, I think he was best fit for them, getting Coop at receiver. They got a tight end. I think they felt like their offense was there. I mean, they felt like Deshaun, to give him that much money and guarantees, they feel like he's better than what they had. It's an upgrade over Baker, which I truly think it is. You know, Baker just – you could tell Baker was just trying to chase the bag this year because he kept trying to play hurt instead of having a surgery and doing things. He was just trying to chase because that's not – any true leader, I feel like, if you're a true leader, you know you need to have the surgery, you're going to go ahead and take the surgery.
I kind of felt like I don't know if it was Stefanski, I don't know if it was Jimmy Haslam, because Jimmy Haslam's a very involved owner. I almost felt like with Cleveland last year, they knew Baker was hurt. They had Nick Chubb, who's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and Baker's still throwing the ball 40 times a game. So I'm thinking, did they hang him out to dry because they wanted to get rid of him, or did they say, hey, you know, We picked up your fifth-year option, but after that, we don't know. You got to go prove you're the guy. Go throw the ball 40 times a game. I don't know what happened there, but I think there's been some beef going on with him.
They gave him time after time to prove he was the guy, and guess what? He didn't show up in the big games. Like I told everybody, you can go back to my tweets last year during football season. I said that a lot. Baker, he's not going to win the big game for you. He's just a guy that does capitalize on off-the-field marketing. And every time you look on NFL Network, he was – commercial. Here's the keys. Here's the keys. Da,
da, da, oh, yeah.
Da. You know what I mean? But you never heard Cleveland say, we finally got our quarterback. You never heard that.
You know, I heard some fans say it, but yeah, I never really heard the organization.
Media outlets, all the organization really say it. Because you look at it, you hear Joe Burrow, franchise quarterback automatically, right? That's what you hear, right? You hear Deshaun Watson, everybody think franchise quarterback. You know what I mean? Russ, franchise quarterback, Denver, you know what I mean? Going to Denver. Everybody thinks, right. Hey, oh man, now, you know, everybody thinks the AFC West and the AFC North are the two hardest divisions right now in the NFL, hands down.
But Broncos players are mad, man. Because yeah, Russ is there. They can't listen to Future in the locker room anymore. None. Russ going to shut it all down.
I don't know, man. I think they'll be able to listen to the Future in the locker room. Russ ain't going to have so much say, you know what I mean? Because, hey, you know, Russ won a Super Bowl. Denver won a Super Bowl, so in the same century. So, you know, things is going to work out, right? Don't you think?
I got to give Denver props in that situation, because what Denver does is they'll draft a quarterback, but if he's not the guy, they won't force it and try to make it work. They'll go get Peyton Manning. Okay, Peyton Manning, got him a ring, hung it up, retired. You know, they had the Drew Locke and you know, a couple guys, but they're like, hey, man, this shit isn't working. Let's go get Russ. So I give the organization credit, because they'll try to draft one, but if it doesn't work, they'll go out and get the guy that's going to – I mean, they're going to be right there in it. The AFC West is going to be crazy. Really, the only team that hasn't gotten better in that division is the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't really done anything, and they're about to lose Honey Badger.
Yeah, they lose Honey Badger, but picked up Reed. I think they're going to build through the draft. I'm just being honest because they're so comfortable with the offense. They just feel like they just need to upgrade on the defense when you look at everything from the Chiefs standpoint. But when everybody with the Chargers upgraded tremendously on defense.
Khalil Mack.
You know what I mean? That's – but you know what? The AFC is a what? Passing league though, man. It's not a run league like that no more. You know what I mean? So it's passing, especially AFC West. You got – everybody's got great quarterbacks.
That division, man, it's well, – I mean, they just got Devontae Adams too and the Raiders. So, exactly. I mean –
But question this: Do you think Carr's the answer?
Well, they're talking about extending Carr because that's Devontae's boy. They went to college together. They're saying now that Devontae's there, Carr extension is there. I'm not super sold on him.
You know what I mean?
I think he's a middle of the road quarterback.
So, you know what I mean? I don't know about that one. I don't know. So it'll work though. I think it'll work.
Think of this as a defensive player. If you're lining up in the red zone, you got to cover Darren Waller, you got to cover Devontae Adams, and you got to cover Hunter Renfrow. Three monsters in the red zone.
You forgot Edwards, South Carolina, man. Come on, man. I got to keep
Gamecocks.
I got to keep informing you about the guys, man. Come on, no. But you know what I mean. It's weapons. It's proven now. The thing is, that's just the thing about free agency. There's a lot of teams made good upgrades. If you want to grade them, you give the Bengals an A. They upgrade.
Yeah, they got Lyle Collins today.
Yeah, I know. 3-year deal. You know what I mean? So it was just – think about it. They upgraded their line, right? We talked about this a couple of shows before. You upgrade the line, you think now Bengals are going to be back in it, right? It's hard to repeat, though. You know what I mean? But everybody looks good on paper right now.
Right. But they did what I've been saying. Right, because I was on this show saying I don't want to mess with the draft. I don't want to draft projects. I said go get me proven vets. They went and got Ted Karras, they went and got Alex Kappa, and they went and got Lyle Collins today, which is my favorite one of all. They were gonna get Ryan Jensen. Then we gotta talk about Brady pulling a never mind. I'm back. And Ryan Jensen then went home. I think we were gonna get Jensen too. So the Bengals did exactly what I wanted them to do. I don't want to mess with these drafts and these projects anymore. Go get me proven guys. Lyle Collins is a top five right tackle in the league.
No, he is. He is. But he also lost his job to an undrafted free agent.
But see, you know what's going on in Dallas. You know, the Bengals and the Browns benefited off that because they're paying Zeke Elliott so much money, man. He's the second best running back on their team. They had to lose Cooper. They had to lose Collins. It was money.
I think it was money, but also I think Collins – yeah, think about it. Collins lost his job, though. Even when he came back and he was healthy, still started. You know what I mean? Still started, what, in 2 years? He's just started –
His surgery was October 2020. I know that. But I don't know, man. I can't.
If he can stay healthy, you got a dog. You got a major upgrade. You know what I mean? You got a major upgrade. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, can the guy stay healthy? That's going to be the biggest thing for every team this year. Staying healthy. If you can stay healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at, that's what I kept saying about why, because, I got all the Bengals fans on my Twitter that I talked to, and everybody's all before the Super Bowl, they're like, well, even if we lose, oh, well, we got here. We weren't supposed to be here. I'm like, no, man, forget all that. Like, you got to win that game because Cleveland's going to be better. They had COVID and injuries all year. Baltimore started getting killed by injuries in training camp, and then they had COVID issues. Like, everybody's going to be better. So that's, those windows are small, but I'm sorry, man. Maybe it's the fan in me. Maybe I'm a homer. Maybe I'm biased. But I feel like if you give number 9 time to sit back in the pocket and really cook, we can beat anybody. We could beat anybody last year with a 31st ranked offensive line.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no.
We already did.
No, y'all can beat it. And guess what? At the end of the day, it wasn't your offense that caused you the Super Bowl, sir.
It was the fucking ref. Excuse my language.
It's the guy that you guys fucking signed. You re-signed him. Apple.
Ooh. Man, hey, listen. I'm not a big Eli Apple fan, but he gave up 19 yards. He gave up 19 yards receiving that game. Jalen Ramsey got cooked.
He gave up 19 yards and a touchdown. That mattered.
two touchdowns, but one of them was after the damn refs walked.
That's the 19 yards. Then it doesn't matter about the 19 yards. It's the stat that matters.
They walked. The refs walked them into the fucking end zone for the second one.
They're shooting these bombs. It's bombs. Drew's trying to defend his team right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Eli Apple's coming back. Hey, Eli Apple's Twitter is elite. Elite Twitter feed.
Oh, if you want jokes, follow him. Follow his mom. She talks hella
shit. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she does.
And I get it. You know what I mean? Annie's a funny lady, but I mean, hey, she supports her son to the fullest.
So you look at the AFC North, you got quarterbacks. You got Burrow, who's the best in the division. I'm still saying it. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Deshaun Watson. And then you got Mitch Trubisky.
Something doesn't belong there. You know, I don't know if Mitch is going to stay healthy, but, you know, he might relive his career in a different organization.
And you know, that's a place where he could. You know, he was – I was never big on Trubisky coming out. He started like 10 games in college or something. But
yeah, so I've never been a fan of him either. But it's all about how you use guys in the offense, and you know,
right,
make them get right. You know, I think that's the biggest thing with a lot of things. People are not truthful about stuff.
So I mean, I don't know, man. The AFC is crazy. I feel like the NFC stayed pretty much the same, but man, like the Chargers, like we need to have Fajeko back on here, man. He's probably super hype. He gets to play with Khalil Mack. And then they got Gerald Everett today too, who's good.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They're loading up. The Raiders are there, and the Chiefs, whether they sign anybody or not, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. They're always going to be in it. He is 0-2 against Joe Burrow.
Unless the defense shows up, you know what I mean. It's no difference. It's no difference from Burrow, bro. When you look at the grand scheme of everything, it's no difference from Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, right? If we're being real, if you look at the Super Bowl run, look at the Bengals in the playoffs last year. Burrow's not the reason they got to the Super Bowl. It was the defense. Burrow had average games. He didn't have mind blowing, oh my God, games. You know, it was the defense.
Yeah, I mean, but also playing 21 games is hard.
He had to run for his damn life for all 21 of them.
21 games is hard. I trained Greg Gaines, defensive lineman for the Rams, and he's like, man, that 21 games was serious. It was hard.
Especially with another playoff team. There's only one team getting a bye now.
Yep. You know what I mean? He's like, that's hard on the body. Mentally and everything, but he said it was good though. You know, can't complain. Was happy.
But I mean, imagine 21 games running for your life like Burrow had to, man. Like that, he was getting hit. He had 9 sacks in a playoff game.
Yeah, but you know what? So what? I got a question. So if you do all of that, right, and y'all made the upgrades on O-line, and he's still getting sacked, then what?
Shit, I don't know, because I don't think there were many better options out there. I think Teron Armstead's a good option, but personally, I wanted Lyle Collins over him because Lyle Collins is younger, and Armstead has a long history of missing games. Now, he's a monster. I think he's meeting with Miami, but also Collins is a natural right tackle, and that's what we needed. If we would have signed Armstead, we would have had to switch Jonah to right tackle. I'm not super big on Jonah Williams. I think he's solid. I don't think he's great. So, but I mean, if they do all this and they spent this money and he's still getting sacked, then I don't know whose fault it is, because I don't think it's Frank Pollock. I think Frank Pollock's one of the best O-line coaches in the league.
Gotcha.
And but people also have to understand with Burrow, sacks, some of those sacks are on him. Burrow's a gunslinger. He's going to try to extend that play. He's going to try to buy that extra second to get the ball off and stuff. And sometimes sacks are going to come with that. And I as a fan, I have to live with those because that's his playing style. And that's kind of what makes him who he is. But
sometimes he held the ball too long.
Oh yeah, he absolutely did. Like in that, that Titans game, 9 sacks, 3 of them, I think were on him, you know, like directly, but I can live with that. I can't live with like in the Super Bowl, 4th and 1, the last possession the Bengals had the ball where he got hit and had to just chuck the ball off. Ja'Marr Chase was wide open for a game winner. Like Jalen Ramsey fell on his ass. And if Burrow had one more second, he would have got the ball off and scored a touchdown. So that's the stuff that we had to improve. And to be honest with you, it can't get worse, right? Like he can't be worse than it was last year.
Gotcha.
So you have any, I know you work with a lot of players in the agency and stuff. You have anybody finding new homes this offseason?
No, we got guys still on the contract. So that's the good thing. Guys re-sign Daniel Wise, defensive lineman for the Washington Commanders. He signed back. Kyle Fuller, center for Seattle Seahawks, re-signed. Other than that, all the other guys are still on the contract.
What are they doing at quarterback in Seattle, man? Are they running with Drew Lock?
Man, I don't know. You know, because I felt like, to be honest with you, I feel like that would be a good landing place for Baker.
You know what I mean? See, I think the Colts or the Seahawks are like the top two.
Yeah, those are the top two because they both need quarterbacks. And Baker might be able to excel in either one of those. He might be more successful in the Colts system because also Frank Wright being a former quarterback. You know what I mean?
And Jonathan Taylor's a monster.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. He has a run game, so guess what? If you have a run game, that's good for the play action. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You see that run zone and all that. You run off the play action, and you got wide. You got, you know, they got a few wide receivers. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. It's going, you know, this year. I think this year's gonna be real interesting. I feel like the NFL with free agency now is like the NBA. You almost can buy your star team and. It's a matter of them being productive at the end of the day, to be honest with you.
Well, and that's because the salary cap in the NFL is bullshit. Like, we can just call it what it is now. It's out there.
It's getting bigger every year. So, as it's getting bigger and bigger every year, what you expect them to do?
Well, and it doesn't even matter because look at Deshaun Watson's deal he got with Cleveland. $230 million guaranteed. You know what his cap hit is this year? $1 million. He got a $45 million signing bonus.
Because they did it as a it's paragraph 5, the way they worded it, you can't beat that.
But and that's what teams are doing, and I've been trying to educate Bengals fans a little bit because look at Jimmy Haslam, look at Shad Khan who owns the Jags, look at all these owners that were rich as hell already, they're billionaires already, and they just bought a football team for fun. They can do this stuff where they're going to give dudes cash, right? Like, it doesn't count against the cap because we're just going to give you cash and a signing bonus and all that. And they have the money to do that, but the Bengals don't have that because Mike Brown's only income is the Bengals. He doesn't have his hand in, you know, Pilot Flying J like Jimmy Haslam does. And I think people are starting to really wake up that the salary cap doesn't really mean shit because if they're willing to spend the cash, they're willing to spend the cash. And that's like the luxury tax in the NBA. In my eyes, the luxury tax in the NBA is like the NFL's version of that is now signing bonuses, right? Like if you're willing to pay it, you can get it done. Yeah. And some teams are less, they have less available cash because you probably know this as a player. I didn't know this until a couple of weeks ago as a fan. When you sign a contract with guaranteed money, say you sign a deal and that there's $30 million guaranteed, that money has to immediately be put from the team into an escrow account. So they got to move that $30 million. They can't say we're going to give you $30 million over 5 years and break it up and pay it to you from their pocket year after year. That money has to immediately move. So, yeah, Jimmy Haslam has $30 million. He can move. Mike Brown might not.
Nah, man. You know Mike Brown has that, man. Mike Brown has a lot of money, man. You know that, man. He's the cheapest guy around, man.
But see, I think that narrative has to die too. They spent $200 million on the defense last offseason. They just went out and got.
No, he's finally spending the money. And I don't think it's him. It's just Katie and Troy. They're spending the money now. They find, you know what I mean? In order to win.
Yeah, he's definitely falling back.
You know what I mean? To compete now, you know you have to. That's the only way. If not, you don't have no chance.
So it's crazy to see how the league's grown. And like you said, the cap keeps going up. Apple TV, Amazon, and all these people are like trying to bid and buy the rights to NFL Sunday Ticket. And I can't wait till they do because I hate DirecTV. I hope they're not a Believe sponsor. But
no, I'm trying to DirecTV. It's funny you say that. My bill be too high, man. I'm about to get rid of it, man. If my cousin was on the pod right now, my cousin Elliot, he's like, he doesn't believe in it. He's like, yo, get you the stick it just stream. Everything is stream.
But see, you know, because you follow me, I live on Twitter, bro. I live on Twitter. I can't watch games. Like, I for real had DirecTV last season because I can't deal with the stream being 30 seconds delayed and I see something on my phone before it happens.
Yeah, I hate that because that sucks. It's like, what's the point?
So, but I mean, if Jeff Bezos, or I don't know who runs Apple now, gets in there and they're spending billions and billions of dollars on the rights to Sunday Ticket, all that's going to do is make the cap go even higher. So these dudes are going to start getting even more money. It's growing in a way that I've never seen. And, you know, I'm only 30, so I haven't been around for a lot. But it's crazy how the league's going, man. And I can't wait to watch the AFC battle it out, because whoever gets to the Super Bowl out of the AFC, you're not going to be able to say they didn't earn that.
Oh, true. Most definitely. You're right about that. It's going to be interesting.
I think I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that part of the deal for Deshaun Watson going to Cleveland was that they build him a dome.
They do what?
You think he's got build a dome stadium because he didn't want to go to a cold weather stadium.
No, I don't think Cleveland's building. No, I don't think so.
You want me to be honest with you, and I don't know your feelings on this. I think every NFL stadium should be a dome.
Nah, because there ain't nothing like that fresh air playing outside, even in them cold games. Them cold games.
But see, they are for like the first quarter, but those big snow games where there's snow everywhere, it's entertaining for like the first quarter. And at the second quarter, I'm like, man, this shit is boring. I want to see the best athletes in the world in 72 degrees with no wind, just getting after it, running routes, making crazy. I'm over the outside stadium.
Guess what? Now it's down to the best man wins now. You know what I mean? Who can strategically get open? Because in the snow, you still can throw the ball. Doesn't matter who slips and who don't. When you look at it, the grand scheme.
I mean, that's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, I never forget when I was playing for Cleveland. We played Buffalo in the cold in Cleveland. It was cold, but guess what? I had my Vaseline on, hand warmers, all that, and I was fine. It was just a matter of time.
Hey, that lake effect up there in Cleveland is crazy. I've been to a few games up there.
This is serious. It's a major effect, and that wind is something serious. A win is something serious. Absolutely. But even what you were saying about free agency, that the Chiefs didn't do nothing. They signed Juju Smith, which, you know, everybody's reporting that deal $10 million, but it's not really a $10 million deal. It's really a 1 year, 3.25 with like $7 million in incentives. That's another thing people don't understand with this free agency. If it doesn't say, it can say 5 year, $100 million, but what is the guarantee? Only thing that matters is the guarantee.
Yeah, I think people are starting to see that. Like, you know, Schefter and Rappaport and all these guys that, they break these contracts. Like Von Miller to the Bills, they said it was, 5 years, 160, and it turns out it's really like 3 years and 50 is all it really is. And that's another thing that they're doing for these cap, too, is they're adding all these voidable years to these contracts so they can break up the cap hit.
No,
like, do you ever think that Taysom Hill was going to get $140 million from the Saints? Hell no.
No, but he's not even worth it, though.
See, they were – I thought they were going to get Deshaun. I thought that was going to be the spot. Mm-mm. But I don't know, man. It's just
– No, I really thought – I thought Carolina was going to be the spot, to be honest with you.
But from what I was reading, Atlanta had it like on the 1 yard line. Like they were all, it was almost done. Watson was going to come home and he wanted like one more thing and they just wouldn't budge. I'm like, man, at this point, if you've gone all out for the guy, just finish the job. And that's how Cleveland got back into it, because he did tell Cleveland they were out. And then all of a sudden, he's on Instagram with the dog pound and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was also trolling just to mess with people too, though, you know, make it suspicious. You know, you've been in the, you know, because I also hear some Cleveland Brown fans who are not happy because of the 22 allegations he had against him. You know what I mean?
And yeah, there's a lot of people upset about that. There was a woman outside of Kevin Stefanski's house with a sign. Like, it got that serious. So they have that headache to deal with. And the fact that I think he's going to get suspended by the league for my personal opinion. My personal opinion is he'll get an 8-game suspension, appeal it, and get it knocked down to 6.
I will say because he basically was suspended last year.
But I don't think he's going to get credit for that because he wasn't suspended last year. He was never on the commissioner's exempt list. He just didn't want to play for Houston. He just made the choice not to play.
No, Houston made the choice for him not to play because Houston didn't want to deal with all the attention. That's why
I thought he just said, I'm out and I'm not playing.
Because remember, he was going to practice and they stopped. Remember, he was at training camp and everything.
I thought that was more so because they wanted to keep him healthy so they could try to trade him. I didn't know that was because of the allegations. So, I mean, you probably know more about that than I do.
Yeah, so they didn't want him to get hurt or nothing because they didn't want to mess up trying to trade him.
I just wonder if the league looks at that as like time served or not.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Man, it depends on what kind of mood Goodell's in that day. You know how that shit goes.
Yeah. But also it just depends because also you can't suspend him if he doesn't settle with the people either.
That's one of the things about it. I don't think he's had any interest in settling. I think he said, I'm innocent, and if we got to go to court, let's go to court.
Yeah, because, you know, guess what the other thing is? This whole time, he ain't do nothing. This whole time, because guess what? If that's the case, the league could have suspended him last year, and they ain't suspended him.
Yeah, that's an interesting part about it, because I feel like a lot of guys would just settle, cut the check, and move on. But he's been like very adamant, like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not giving you a dollar. And court will say that. And now it's done in criminal court. He's got civil cases that he's dealing with now, but criminal court said there wasn't enough evidence. So yeah, he's out of the woods. You know, he's not going to jail, but yeah, I just wonder, you know, the league will suspend you.
The thing is, he could turn around and sue the woman.
Yeah, for defamation, libel. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but I do think he misses probably 6 games this year, and Cleveland's got to be ready for that. You know, I think they're. Yeah,
that's why they signed Brissett.
He's nice, too.
He's a good
quarterback. He's nice as a backup. I don't think he's nice as a starter, but there's guys in the league that are good as backup.
He's a good game manager.
Should have to do is hand it to Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt.
But I'll take him over Baker.
As a starter?
Yep.
See, I've never been a big Baker hater, but I started to think that Baker was like kind of like the Andy Dalton type, right? Like, I watched Andy Dalton for years. I tried to convince myself Andy Dalton was one of them guys. Bro. Yeah, and I know that now, but you know, in like 2015, Dalton had a great offensive line. He had A.J. Green in his prime. He had Mohamed Sanu. He had Marvin Jones. He had Tyler Eifert. He had, you know, a good running game. So it's like, I think Baker's kind of a guy like that where everything around him has to be perfect.
Yeah, that's not the NFL.
Not for long.
Exactly. So it wouldn't work. But, hey, you know, it's interesting to see, you know. I mean, it's interesting to see what happens. You know,
Watson's going to Cleveland, bro. He's going to Cleveland up there on the lake, and Watson has a mediocre arm.
Yeah, but guess what? You got a run game, got a defense, and also guess what? Watson can run. You forgot. Watson's another Lamar Jackson.
He's better than Lamar Jackson, though.
No, I mean. The question is, can they win the big game? Neither one of them have won the big game.
And Lamar can't throw, bro. I'm sorry, Lamar can't throw.
I mean, we say that, but he throws a deep bomb. He gets this guy, Antonio Brown cousin. What's his name?
Oh, Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown bombs over Bandag. So I mean, hey.
But look at that. So Lamar's next up for a contract, right? He's going to look at the Ravens and be like, well, look what Deshaun just got in Cleveland. That's going to be another crazy one because there's reports saying that he's like not even talking to the Ravens at all right now, like won't answer the phone.
Yeah, it's just because you're trying to show leverage. Agent telling guys that you show leverage, don't worry about it, avoid their calls.
Everybody knows who's got the leverage in that situation, man. He's the quarterback.
yeah, to a certain extent, to the team feel like, you know what, you want to be asked, we'll find somebody else.
They're going to go with Snoop Huntley? Are they just going to tell Lamar to go and go with Snoop Huntley?
Well, I ain't going to say that. Huntley's not a bad quarterback. He's another game manager. He's another game manager. He got skills. I looked at him. I was like, yeah, I seen him, but he got skills. So, you know.
It's crazy, man. Like, the more I get, like, really, you know, I've really just in the last, like, year, like, gotten into Twitter and, like, been into, like, really learning kind of how the business side of the NFL works. And it's crazy now to kind of see how, you know, they can manipulate the cap, they can do the guarantees, they can do the signing bonuses. Like those draft picks that Cleveland gave up, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, you think the Rams are going to miss those picks that they traded away to get Stafford? No, they got a ring off of it.
No.
One ring for 10 years is a trade-off.
Stafford didn't even have what he had like he had because he had Calvin Johnson. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, he had some nice teams up there. He had Calvin Johnson. He had who was that tight end he had for a while? That was nice. I can't remember. He had some guys, but Detroit is. I mean, that's maybe the worst franchise in the NFL. Detroit's bad.
Yeah, no, Detroit is bad. They say Detroit, but they used to say Detroit and Cleveland. You end your career going there.
they said that about Cincinnati too.
Yeah, but I don't think guys' career ends in Cincinnati.
Oh, not anymore. But hey, they're going to start negotiating Burrow's deal next year too. What I mean, it's just going to be crazy to see the money these guys get.
Well,
because that's one thing the Bengals, they've always paid quarterbacks.
If they were smart, they'd be like Cousins. Kirk Cousins keeps getting his money, right? He's getting all his money.
He's gotten every bit of his money.
Everybody.
You know who's got to be mad as hell right now though to watch the Bengals, you know, sign the line and do what they need to do. Carson Palmer's got to be mad as hell.
Well, nah, because yeah, think about it. The Bengals stuck behind CP and paid him.
Yeah, so why is he still running around talking shit?
That's just Carson. He wasn't
before the Super Bowl. He was like, oh well, even if they win, Burrow's going to question whether the organization's going to do what it takes to get back here. I'm like, hey, get the hell out of here. Let's right, tell you CBD lotion.
He's speaking from experience now. You got to remember, take yourself out of a fan perspective and talk as a guy that's been in the system for that organization.
I do like, understand that, but I just feel like now he's just using them to try to stay relevant.
I don't think so. CP doesn't have it because CP's not a relevant guy. He doesn't try to stay relevant. Now, if he's talking about his brother Jordan, yeah, Jordan is relevant. You know what I mean? Carson's somewhere, I think, in Utah. Staying out.
Yeah, he's out in, like, the middle of nowhere now. He's selling CBD lotion and shit.
Yeah, he's relaxing.
I don't know. It's just kind of it's a situation where I feel like the Bengals did almost as good of a job as they possibly could have done by fixing the one thing. Because there's not a lot of holes on that team. And they fixed the one thing that was a hole. So I think that they can – you know, make some noise and run it back. But I'd also know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl once, let alone twice.
Yeah, but then you also got Tom Brady. Think Tom Brady gets back to the Super Bowl?
Man, he's different. Tom Brady was born in a manger. Like, yeah.
You're 45 years old and you're leading a team in the National Football League back. So it's just
He was at home with the wife and kids for 2 months and was like, nope.
He's like, nope, bro. I gotta go back. It's time to go back home. I gotta go back to work. I miss my family, bro. Yeah, that shit is not cool. I'm cool.
I think everybody knew, though. Like, everybody knew he was gonna flip. Whether it was...
I don't think everybody knew. I think everybody wasn't sure.
I don't know, man. It's that, but that's the thing too. You got Aaron Rodgers getting his money from Green Bay, and then they immediately trade Devontae Adams. So it's like, man, is he going to be pissed off again? But it sounds like he knew that was coming.
Yep, I think he knew.
I think he's cashing out, playing this contract out, and he's calling it.
Yep. But I would be surprised if, you know, the quarterback That's the thing. There's a few backup quarterbacks that could be starters on other teams. So it's just a matter of what happens.
Hey, Jordan Love has to be mad as hell.
Yeah, he should. I would be.
Why are you going to take him in the first round when you know Rodgers was going to play for another 5 years?
I don't think they knew. They wasn't sure. It was something A-Rod was doing. I know it was.
I think he just likes to play with people.
Hey, shit. Come on, double check. A-Rod, come on, that's the man.
Hey, that's a bad dude, too. And he's just like, he's in a different stage in his career, though. Like, he's doing the Pat McAfee show all the time. You know, he had his COVID vaccine immunized thing. Like, he's at the point where he's like, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want.
Well, he's in a zone right now. He's just doing what he, you know what I mean? He's doing what he want to do now. He know he can get away with certain things. So it's like, it is what it is. I'm rocking with it.
I love Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, I would take Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat. And you're talking to one of Joe Burrow's biggest fans, but Aaron Rodgers is just a different breed. Because I always said, and Mahomes has worked his way into this conversation too, but I always said that Brady was the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen, but Rodgers was the most talented.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Mahomes is right up there too, because Mahomes is crazy. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get his brother in check or not, but as a football player, that dude is crazy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. Who else made some great transactions?
There's so much happened, man. It's kind of hard to keep up with it all. I can't remember a free agency this crazy in a long time.
There's so much action. See,
from the jump.
I'm trying to think. It's just so crazy. It's just crazy. I just don't understand how, though.
It's just that creating money, man. Like, I just spilled Powerade all over my couch.
Oh, man. The wife's going to be mad at you, bro.
Hey, man, well, I'm in my man cave. I'm good. It's just so crazy. I think the reason there's been so much movement and so many transactions is just because they can just create money. You know what I mean? Like, they can just, I don't know, they're just, it's almost to the point where I'm like, get rid of the salary cap. It doesn't matter.
Nah, most definitely. Most definitely. This is crazy. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. It's just...
You got out too early, man.
Yeah, they got me out too early. That's what it was.
You know what I mean? Hey, the legal do that to somebody, too.
Yeah.
All the owners can decide that they're done with somebody, and that's just it.
They use you as long as they want.
And that's why it's hard for me to, you know, hate on somebody or be upset with a dude that's trying to get his money, because he's trying to get his money because the moment that they don't need you, it's over with.
Nah, most definitely.
Just like in my world, you know, like my world, I work a regular job, but I also know I'm only going to give so much to that job, because if I died, they would have my job posted on the internet to fill it before my obituary was out.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So it's like, I'm going to do my job.
Office cleaned out and somebody in your spot real quick.
It wouldn't even take that, man. I work from the house.
Yeah. So that's even worse.
So that's why, like, worse. You know, people like to get mad. Hey,
trying to log in on the...
I don't see anybody. You got somebody coming in?
I told him if he had a second to hop on real quick. My guy in Seattle, LJ Collar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, that'd be awesome.
See if he can hop on and get a couple of, you know, questions. You know, see if we can hit a couple of questions from him if he's available.
Hey, yeah, man. If he pops in, I'll definitely definitely bring him in. And you know, Seattle's that's an interesting one too, because when you get rid of Russ, it's like, are they going into a rebuild? Because Pete Carroll's 80 years. I did not, bro. Pete Carroll is 80.
Yeah, man. Pete's an old man, man. When I was
he looks 60.
First of all, when I was young, Pete Carroll was coaching the Jets, bro. Come on, bro.
I did not know, man. I look at Pete Carroll on the sidelines, that energy, chomping on the gum. I thought he was like in his 60s for real.
Nah, man. Pete's been around for a long time, man. It's been around
That's why I think they're not done, though. I feel like they might make a move for like a Baker or somebody. And I like Drew Locke has a special place in my heart. He's not that good of a quarterback, but when I saw him on the sidelines hit that Jeezy verse and not miss a beat, I was like, all right, I like that guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
That's one of my favorite internet videos of all time. He didn't miss a beat on that put on verse.
Oh, no, he did.
And I've seen Jeezy in concert 4 times.
Oh, man, he puts on a great concert.
Man, I saw him here in Dayton once. I drove to Detroit once. I drove to Pittsburgh once. So if Drew Locke likes Jeezy, I like Drew Locke. That's just the way it goes.
Totally understand that. That's just totally understand that.
So, it's, you know. I don't know, man. It's just going to be wild. The NFL doesn't sleep, man. I feel like we talked about the Super Bowl and then boom, free agency's here. And now free agency's over and boom, the draft's here. Like we have, you know, unfortunate news from Michigan's pro day, David Ojabo, a defensive end that I like a lot. I was a big Aiden Hutchinson fan, and I'm a Michigan fan, so I followed these guys. But Ojabo tearing his Achilles at his pro day, man, that's terrible. I hate to see that happen.
That was crazy. You know, the NFL gave a hard time about why nobody, you know, scouted, nobody went and checked if he was okay. Because they basically move on to the next drill, you know. That's how the NFL is.
Right?
In practice, somebody get hurt, even in high school. Next, they'd be like next, and just make the young, you know, the trainers or somebody will go over there and check on them. But other than that, you know, that's it.
But I mean, Michigan has trainers to check on them and do that stuff anyway, so, right? Yeah. Like, I don't... oh, there he is. There's LJ.
Okay, ooh, bet.
I'm gonna bring him in right now.
Oh man, bet. Bet, man. Oh man, we are blessed, ladies and gentlemen. We are blessed right now with LJ Collard from the Seattle Seahawks.
I appreciate y'all for having me on tonight, man. A few questions.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm looking up your Twitter right now. I'm gonna follow you on there.
Got to, man. Got to.
I'm a big Bengals fan. Sean's gonna give me some shit.
He's a Bengals fan. He loves his Bengals diehard. You know, he's still recovering from the Super Bowl. You know, but
awesome. Hey, I already follow LJ, man. I'm already on there. We're good.
Oh, okay, cool. Then that's even better. So, once again, congratulations on, you know, having a baby this off season. Welcome to fatherhood.
Oh, congrats, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Welcome to fatherhood and changing them shitty diapers and all that shit, staying up, get that formula right, you know.
Hey, man, my daughter's 9 months old. I'm right in the thick of it.
Hey, man, you understand, man, getting that sleep schedule right and that feeding right.
Hey, we're getting her into her own bed right now, and it's been kind of tough, but my daughter actually spent 3 months in the hospital after she was born. She was super early, so I think she's used to sleeping alone. She's up there sleeping right now. She's just chilling.
Oh, see. We got our little girl in the room with us right now, but it's just because it's only been a few weeks, but we can kind of slowly work her out here when it's around that time.
Yeah, we did the same thing, man. She slept right next to me in a little sleep. I used to sleep with my hand on her chest because I'd be freaking out, like making sure she's breathing. It's crazy when they're that little, man. I was paranoid as heck.
You pop up at every noise and every time they say anything.
Yeah, no doubt. So I might have missed it. Boy, girl?
I had a little girl. Her name is Ruby.
Oh, congratulations, man. Yeah. I'm a girl dad, too. Mom. I know Sean is.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, no, he named after his mom, man. It's a touching story behind LJ. LJ's more like he's a client, my little brother, friend, a little bit of everything. So, you know, even though I mentor him and represent him as his agent, to a certain extent. We have real life talk. So it's like a cool dude just to know and see, just to see the growth from him, his first year, his rookie year, now leading into his fourth year. So, LJ, just tell us a little bit, you know, being a first round pick, you know, I know you felt a lot of pressure. What's the biggest thing you felt you had to adjust to being in the NFL?
I mean, as far as like just the schedule and stuff was different, but my whole thing was just like the lifestyle, just the way things went at practice and stuff like that. I'm big on schedule, but my rookie year just a lot was just different for me because I wasn't used to, because I used to being in college all the time and things like that. So I had to get adjusted, and I didn't really necessarily come in the best shape. So really for me, it was about getting in a good schedule, good workout schedule, and then really just getting acclimated in how we did things in Seattle. So that was big for me. But being a first-round pick, the pressure was just like, am I good enough? Am I going to be what they want? But I shouldn't have never put that on myself. But that's just kind of what I thought in the beginning. I don't really think that now. But when I first got there, I was just like, there's a lot of pressure that I really didn't even need to put on myself. But it's definitely there, and you can feel it from others.
It's always, because it's like no matter what you do, you feel like you're always under scrutiny, correct?
Hell yeah, fam. It's just like, man, if you're rookie year, you don't ball, you come back and you finally do something, people are like, well, shit, you could have been doing that last year. So if it's not one thing, it's another. And but hell, Sean, you play, so shit, you know, it's gonna always be talkers. People gonna have something to say, whether you do good, whether you do bad, they're gonna have something to say. I feel like
people like me on Twitter, the fans.
Yeah, the fans. I mean, the facts. That's facts. The fans, because I mean, like I said, me and LJ talk about that all the time. The fans, you know, you can love them or hate them. They always gonna have something to fucking say at the end of the day.
Hey, I try my best to be grounded, man, and be real. But when those games start going and they don't fall our way, I just start tweeting shit.
I'm telling you, your team and player, they know how you want them to do it. They just not perform how you want them to. Shit. People get pissed.
30 years, man. I've been giving my heart and soul to the Cincinnati Bengals for 30 years. And sometimes, but see, like we're in it now. But for a lot of years, I'm like, I don't feel like you're giving me nothing back.
So you was with the Andy Dalton days and all that.
Yeah, I my first Bengals jersey ever was a Keely Smith.
Ooh.
That was the first one I had. Then we got Palmer when I was in like the junior high era. And then, like, high school was Dalton, and now I'm riding with Joe Burrow no matter what now.
No matter what?
Yeah, dog.
No matter what?
So, like, that's kind of an interesting thing that you're getting to see now in Seattle is kind of the transition from out of the Russell Wilson era. So that's going to be, you know, definitely different for you, right? Because, like, that's all you've known is playing with Russ, you know, up to this point.
It'll for sure be different because Russ and Bobby were Seattle, I thought. And so getting there. And
they had Bobby, too.
Getting there and seeing those guys gone, it's definitely going to be a new face. And going to see how things are going to be now and how they're going to kind of orchestrate the system and how they're going to build it. Because they built everything off the 2014 Super Bowl team. And so we're going to see how this kind of plays out.
That's opportunity for you, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like you've got something in front of you where you can be that new age, that new, you know, it'll never be the Legion of Boom again, but they'll come up with some cool nickname.
Man, you know, I just feel like it's just about taking advantage of opportunities, man. Just seeing where everything falls into place. I feel like next year could be a good year for me. Shit, just to take everything slowly and really just, I think everything will fall into place as far as me and my role in the team and with this new defense and stuff. I feel like we got a lot of good guys coming back, and I feel like it'll be exciting.
Yeah, so talk about that. With that being said, you guys are going from a 4-3 to a 3-4 defense, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like a 3-4 hybrid, if you mm-hmm. can elaborate yeah. just a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you think you fit at in there? Will you be like the 4-eye or more? Was that the nose, the pins, right? Because sometimes some 3-4 play over or under too, and it's still a 34 front, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, from what I talked to, what I've heard, they still want to play the same role I had last year, playing 4-eye, a little bit of 3 technique and things like that, kind of moving around. I guess if they need a bigger body on the edge, it's normally how it goes. They didn't say they wanted me there, but normally when they need one there and another guy's not available, I'll go out there and play. But mainly, I'm looking to get on the starting the third down rush group. But so I feel like that's where I'll make most of mine, then develop into a first, second down guy to come in and help in there, if not start there some games.
Got you. So you got any big goals for this offseason? or anything going on, whether you're going on. Matter of fact, aren't you going to the elite trainer, BT Jordan, D-line camp,
right? Huh? A little pass rush camp. This next week from Thursday, to Saturday afternoon. And I'm excited about that. I like doing work with BT. I feel like it transitions to game well. It's a good move to get you active, get you moving around, things like that. So I like it a lot, and I'm excited about it because last year I missed it. So I feel like it's going to be fun. He do good work, and some of the best going to be there, so I can learn from some of them too.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right? I know that's what you hold your hat on learning. You ain't never afraid. One thing I can say, Drew, I can say about LJ is he's never afraid to learn. If he doesn't understand something, he's going to try to find or seek out the knowledge where he needs to get the information to try to better himself as an overall player, man. So we got
that's a key to anything. I feel like that's anything, if I don't have it, let me find out who can give it to me. That's why I think it's cool to learn about the relationship that you have. You played a decade in the league, and talking to Braden last episode and talking to LJ now, I think that the fact that you do that, you could have just hung your cleats up and chilled. And I think it's awesome that you're advocating and helping younger players kind of learn the game like that.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. We talk during the season, whether he's active or inactive, and just, it's just like I tell kids going to college, trying to go to college, there's money out there. It's all about the opportunity you get. As you hear LJ keep saying opportunity, because that's what it is. The more opportunities you get, you just got to take advantage of it. Have more wins than losses. That's how I look at it. I don't care if you have 50 wins and 49 losses. Guess what? You got more wins than losses, so you're a winner then. You know what I mean? When,
right.
When it comes down to it as far as the opportunity. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, for the offseason, man, got a couple more questions before we let you go, man. Who's your favorite rapper?
Man, it really just depends. Shit, all the time. My GOAT, shit, since I was a kid, Lil Wayne. I'm forever, always throwing some good Wayne, and he can always eat. It depends on the year. So that's my favorite rapper of all time. It's going to be Lil Wayne. But I still got a few new age rappers, but the new age rappers ain't everybody taste. I like Young Thug, Gunna, a little bit of Lil Uzi.
Gates?
Kevin Gates.
Love Gates.
I mess with him heavy.
Hold on, Drew. One fucking minute you like Jeezy, now you like Gates. Make your fucking mind up.
Jeezy was my guy before Gates came out. But Jeezy was when I was in high school and stuff. Gates didn't really get big till 2014. But he's talking about Wayne. No Ceilings is the best mixtape ever produced. That lighter flick and that inhale sign, you knew it was over.
Man, now I'm gonna take you one even back. If you know Lil Wayne, like I know Lil Wayne, man. Cut the lights out when he was the rapping and not even cussing. When he was rapping and not even cussing in his theater. You know what I mean? He was straight though. He was nothing but bars, spitting bars now. He was spitting bars now. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a little different, Wayne is Wayne though, man. He's a legend though, so I can't even knock that, man. So So another question we got for you. Restaurant, Morton's or what's the big steakhouse in Seattle?
They got to send. Man, they're gonna be on my head for this. I can't. It was one we used to go to. There was in Bellevue, right around the street. I forgot what it was called. I had to ask my girlfriend. We went a few times, but the steak ain't out there, ain't like it is in Texas. People can be mad, but it ain't like it is out here, man. I prefer to make one at the crib, if you ask me.
What you have, a Traeger? You don't act like you because Fajoco think he can cook. And he's like the chef boyardee or everything. So, what you got, a Traeger over there? Will you smoke? How you cook your meat? You like it light, dark? What's going on, man?
I'm new with the Traeger, but I had a gas grill before that, and I could get right on the gas grill too, man.
Hey, that's all I need. Propane and four burners, man. That's it. Man,
if that's the case, you might as well cook in the house on your stove, bro.
Hey, man, I'll leave that to my girl, but that's
I got to chime in on this.
I'm talking about Drew too now, because Drew likes to eat now. I don't know. Drew likes to eat. He went to Morton's for his first time yesterday. You know what I mean?
First filet mignon I've ever had in my life. I finally got to a point where I can spend that kind of money every now and then. And I'm telling you, man, Morton's knocked it out of the park in Cincinnati. It was crazy. I had the filet and the lobster tail, man. It was crazy. But I got to piggyback off last episode when we had Fajoco on here. LJ, lemon pepper wings, yes or no?
Of course. Come on now.
See? See? B is the one that has an issue. He's the one in the wrong here.
Who?
Fajoco. He said lemon pepper wings were trash.
I mean, I can't play Braden no mind, man. Like, you can't take anything he says serious. Just look at the stuff he tweets out, man. He just likes to stir the pot. That's all he wants to do is stir the pot.
I think in his good day, he wanted to be a lawyer growing up.
I just couldn't believe that, man.
He does like to debate. He likes to debate every time when we're training. Oh, I'm like, come on, man. What are you, a politician today? Come on, man, bro.
Man.
I just had to get another opinion from a player on that because I cannot believe some because I had just had Wingstop that day and I'm like, man, you have got to give it another shot.
I guarantee you put some lemon pepper wings in front of him, he's gonna devour them.
You know what? I forgot. I should have bust for Hoko ass because he fucked up lemon pepper wings when we bought them for him during training camp this year when we went out to see him during training camp. We bought him and another client. We got Michael Mandy on the Chargers, the wide receiver. And we bought him and Bandy some wings, and they tore them shits up. And it was lemon pepper. I forgot. I'm going to get on BS about that.
Hey, tweet us both on that, because I was going at him on Twitter after that episode. He was hitting me back. But he's got more followers than me, so people were lighting me up.
Most definitely.
Got to get him his head.
Sean's taking notes on his phone right now. He's about to say something to him. Like, man.
No, I am when I get off the spot. When we get off the spot, I am, man. But, other than that.
I didn't mean to throw it off.
Drew, you got something for LJ before we let him go? Or LJ, you got anything you want the world to know? You know, what's what, man? It's the platform to let it be, you know? Shoot. On a 3-point stands.
Hey, man, you caught me off guard. Downstairs with the baby, cooling, watching a little TV. Nah, man, really just got for the world. Stay easy, man. Stay in your lane and vibe it out.
I got one to ask. I know a lot of players play video games. You any good at Call of Duty?
I'm terrible. Never.
Man, I play every night. I am trash.
I got some teammates that was good at it, but up in high school, wasn't my cup of tea. I was trash, so I'll let it ride. I'm like, man, I'm good off this. Shooter games ain't for me. It's a cool game, but I like the zombies, but that's about it.
Right, and the only other thing I want to ask:
what's the game you always play when I come over your house?
I like playing 2K, shit, Assassin's Creed, anything like that. You can name it. I like adventure games, man. So you can walk around, you can fight, do stuff like that. Use cool build ups, but also I like to hop on that 2K every once in a while.
Drew, you hop on 2K at all? What you on the Xbox or the PS? Drew,
I got the PS5.
I'm cool with either one. I used to be an Xbox guy a few years ago. I had one growing up, and I switched in college.
Yeah, I'm an Xbox guy still, man. I'm not with that PlayStation. I'm like, I think I got a PlayStation 3 or 4 still here. I don't even use that shit. Yeah,
I went like I had a PlayStation 1, got the PS2, then I went to Xbox 360. I went to Xbox One, and then I went to PS4. Now I'm on PS5. I feel like that's the transition real ones went through.
No, I was the Xbox, and then shit, I got the PS4 when God of War came out. The new one.
Gotcha.
The last thing I have to ask as a fan is talking to a player, what is it like when that 12th man really gets rolling in Seattle, man? Because I've never been out there, but I've heard obviously tons about it. Is it as crazy as they tell you it is on TV?
It's the second loudest stadium besides the Chiefs.
Oh, here you go.
Here it comes with Arrowhead.
It's crazy. That shit is ridiculous. I couldn't even believe my first time. You can't hear nothing. Nothing. And it's shaking, fam. It's loud. Yeah.
I bet it's crazy. I was telling him before you jumped on, I was like, I saw how old Pete Carroll was. I thought Pete Carroll was 60. Like that man, I think he's got to be a dude you love to play for, right? Like he just seems like any player would love to play for that dude.
Yeah, Pete cool. He vibe, yeah, man. He make practice. He keeps a good spirit at practice and stuff like that. So he makes everything fun, man. He has a good energy for him, and he makes you love the game. So yeah, I enjoy playing.
Yeah, he strikes me as he's not like a dusty ass old man that says I've been doing it this way for 50 years. Shut up. I feel like he takes what players say and he factors that into his decisions and stuff. So I bet he's awesome to play for.
Oh yeah. he's for sure cool to play for, man. Like, he's not an asshole. He doesn't do the extra, man. He really just want to win at the end of the day. He's not here to do the extra or none of that other stuff. He enjoys football.
Absolutely, man. Hey, these conversations are awesome, man. Thank you guys for letting me be a part of it. You know, like I told him, I'm just a regular dude in Ohio hanging out, man. I'm just soaking it all up. This is awesome.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all for letting me hop on tonight, man.
I appreciate you joining us, though, man. Man, we'll bring you back, man, during the season, man, especially when football really picks back up or if anything hot comes up during the draft or anything goes big with Seattle, man. We'd definitely love to have you back on, man. I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one, bro.
Bet.
I didn't know that was coming, man. That was super cool.
Come on, man. I always got to hit you with a surprise, man. That's the thing. You never know what's going to happen on a three-point stance, man.
Man, that was awesome.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like I tell you, we're going to get more guests as things heat up, the draft heat up, you know, what's going on. As we have one more take before we get ready to get out of here on a three-point stance, I want to touch on the Brittany Griner situation. How do you feel about that? You know what I mean?
Man, so if I understand this correctly, she had some weed vapes on her and got caught?
Yeah, she had some weed vapes on her going through TSA, I believe. She was heading back into the country or leaving. It shouldn't matter. First of all, you shouldn't have been traveling with it. Come on, like, how did you forget
that? That's kind of my thing. Like, you got to know, but at the same time, it's also crazy because of, like, how that's handled in America. It's crazy. I mean, you imagine being in a foreign. It's Russia, right?
Yeah, it's Russia.
And right now is a crazy time to even be in Russia.
Yeah, and that's what I think. And I think that's more of a reason why it's going on. What's going on right now? To be honest,
like they got an American. They're trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't get into the politics thing. I just, you know, with it being Women's History Month, you know, she's a successful pillar to the WNBA, but also she plays over there for them. You know what I mean? So it was just
because they make a lot more money over there.
They make a lot more money overseas, so I figured like they'll take care of her. And it's just like, man, she's detained till May 19th. That's a long time. You've been in there since the beginning of February. So with that,
especially
being said,
in America, a little bit of weed vapes isn't really that big of a deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like in America, like they don't. She'd be at home waiting to go to court.
Yeah. So.
If even that, but yeah. Look, man. Like I don't like to get into the politics stuff too much, especially on Twitter where I'm talking sports.
Yeah, but most definitely. I don't either. It was just.
Let's be real, man. I think players, professional athletes, would benefit a lot more by being able to smoke some weed rather than taking Toradol or taking Vicodin and all, you know, all the pain meds and stuff. I think that should be allowed. But if you know that it's not allowed, you got to be a little bit smarter than that too.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. That's the crazy part.
But she is a monster. I remember her back at Baylor. Like, she is crazy good. Like,
man,
I wouldn't stand a chance one-on-one.
Speaking of that, with that being said, we're going to close it out with March Madness. With both Baylor teams losing, the women's and men's supposed to be like the top 10 teams and losing, man. Did you do any brackets at all?
I didn't do a bracket this year, man, because every time I do, it's trash by the end of the second round. I just didn't even – I've been watching it, but I didn't fill out a bracket this year. I'm just hoping Coach K goes out with a ring. That's really all I got. That's the only skin I got in this one.
They almost lost to Michigan State today.
Today, yeah, it was close. They got a clutch steal right there at the end and a big three that kind of, you know, gave them the cushion. But that's all I want. I want to see Coach K go out with a ring. Other than that, I didn't get super into it this year. I think it's because the Bengals messed with me, man. Their season didn't end until mid-February. I didn't have that, you know, usually it's like, all right, the Bengals are done. I got to start watching basketball.
No, that's true. Most definitely.
Football is always going to be number one, man.
No, it always is. Always is, man. It's going to be interesting to see who wins it, man. I just know on the women's side, my team, South Carolina, should win. They're the favorites, but you never know what happens. It's been a lot of upsets during the 20s, so.
It's not like the NBA, man. There's no 7-game series. You get one shot, man. Anybody has a chance. And that's what makes March Madness so good. The little nowhere school you've never heard of in Indiana can beat Gonzaga, you know, in one game. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes, man. Opportunity. You get that opportunity, you're good to go, right?
Just like LJ said.
Yep. Good to go. It's opportunity. It's about opportunity, man. So you try to take advantage of it as much as you can. So,
no doubt.
With that being said, man, this is your host, Sean Smith, with the 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my co-host, Drew. We're signing off. Until next time.
Yeah, we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. It's going down.